Brett Mack, I want to take you to the United Arab Emirates.
Right.
And talk sport. Mm-hmm. Big piece of sporting news coming out of the Emirates this morning. Mm-hmm. The UAE has claimed a remarkable 10-wicket victory over Nepal in its under-19 women's T20 World Cup Asia qualifier. Could you get a longer name? I don't think you can.
Phew.
Just take a breath there. They've bowled out their entire opposition for eight.
Eight runs.
Just
the whole team made eight.
Eight.
Oh, no, that's
eight.
Terrible.
Nepal won the toss and chose to bat.
Yep.
And they were rolled in just 8.1 overs. I'm surprised it took that long. If they only scored eight, six players were dismissed for a duck.
Mm.
Whack, 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 whack. The top scorer, guess how many the top scorer got?
Two.
Close. Three.
Three. Wow.
Three. One of the UAE team members with a name I can't pronounce took five for two.
Not bad.
From four overs.
Yep.
And another teammate with a name I can't pronounce took three for six.
Mm.
I don't know what happened to the other two. Perhaps they were scared off the pitch. They just ran away. Run away, run away, run away.
I mean, how would Nepal ever put together a cricket team? You've seen the hills in that place? There wouldn't be an oval anywhere, would there?
Could you imagine batting on top of Everest, giving that a crack with your face mask and everything on?
You can go and get the ball, PT. Yeah. Over to you.
Hang on a second. Fly like an eagle, Steve Miliband.